Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's February 21st, 2024. This is individual and group healing. We do this twice a month because it's so awesome. Several members will get into the hot seat and get healing directed specifically for them. And everyone else will not only have the pleasure of serving their fellow members, but they'll get bounce back healing and will undoubtedly receive wonderful beneficial energy for themselves. This works even if you're doing this from the recording. So thank you if you're coming from there. So let me begin by thanking those I see on the live call right now. So welcome Anjali, Angela, Autumn, Bevy, Brian, Cass and Jim, Eric, Faye, James, Jeannie, Judy, Monica, Stephanie, Mary, and Virika. You're all so welcome here. And again, an equally warm welcome to those of you joining us from the recording. And I'm going to yawn. And as always, that's not about being tired. It's about energy starting to move. All right. So, as always, here's the sequence of events. After this intro, I will call the directions of the Mesa, call in our beautiful high vibration allies, set up a safe, sacred container, invite you all into embodied awakening. And then we will go ahead and start getting the volunteers into the hot seat. Please don't volunteer until I ask. And I will try to make space for those who've either never done it or haven't done it lately. All right. So, as always, on all energetic events that we do, please give us your full and undivided attention. You'll get a better outcome. And because your energy affects everybody else, even if you're on the recording, this will help everyone else too. If you have to leave early, not a problem. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the container, and they'll do that very smoothly and unobtrusively. And here comes yawn number two. All right. So I'm going to assume that you can safely close your eyes and give me that undivided attention. Keep yourself safe above all, of course. So let's go. I invite you to close your eyes and feel how your physical body feels. Just a general sense of it. And I invite you to become aware of your energy body, the subtle feeling in and around you. If you have that awareness, if not, just feel your breath. But if you can feel that energy body, just notice the feeling of that as well. Okay, so that's your baseline. Just note any movement of energy you perceive as I set us up. If you can't feel that, just feel breath come and go on its own. Pachamama Namakia Wirakocham Inti Quichi. I am that I am. To prepare myself to the greatest extent that serves highest good, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, service to other, fourth density, or higher consciousness. Is there something better? Thank you, allies. For all of us, we call Spirit Songs Higher Self, Ama, the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Baba G, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the archangels Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Metatron. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa Rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Guardian Angel, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Shining Rock, Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Mount Shasta, Mount Everest, Mauna Loa, Mount Kilimanjaro, Uluru. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Please go completely passive, all you humans. Let the allies complete the shielding. Just relax. There we go. Thank you. So any human who would like to invite any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to call them now, even if you're on the recording. The live call and the recording folks all magically come together beyond time and space. Just a moment longer for additional allies to join us. All righty. Feels good. Thank y'all. Okay. Now let's all do embodied awakening. And this, of course, is where you invite your higher self to join you in your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. All kinds of awesome benefits from this, which you'll experience once it happens. So I invite you to do this now. You're about to speak 8 words to your higher self, and I invite you to repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please let the words go. Become completely passive. Let your higher self come to you. People often feel it like it's like energy coming in the top of the head. It's kind of like you, the human, or the sponge. The higher self is water soaking in. Your passivity makes it work best. Any effort beyond passive awareness slows it down or stops it. So just relax and let it happen. You get distracted, just return your attention very gently to feeling the incoming energy. If you cannot feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. And try to use the absolute least amount of effort needed to even feel this happening, whether it's energy or breath. It might even be that no effort at all is the optimal level. Yeah, a lot of you are starting to feel pretty good there. If you're in embodied awakening, just relax into it and enjoy. If not, give your passivity a moment longer to work. You'll know you're in embodied awakening when you can say yes to all four check boxes. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and all of it effortless. Even getting partway there is awesome. So if you got all the way, yay. If not, yay. You made some good movement in that direction. All righty, that feels good. So take a moment and just notice how you feel. Compare that to how you felt when we started. And no matter what role you're playing, whether you're going to get in the hot seat or just be a conduit for those there, being an embodied awakening makes it work better. Everything's better from the embodied awakened state. All righty. Well done, everyone. Oh, we're up to 24 folks now. A lot of folks joined us while we were setting it up. Welcome, everybody. All right. For starters, I'm going to allow unmuting, and the first people up are either those who've never been in the hot seat before on this event or those who have an urgent need for healing. So either you've never done it before or you have urgent need to receive healing. If so, please unmute yourself. To be in the hot seat, you must be on the live call and you must be able to talk to me and hear me. So at the very least, you got to undo your mic and unmute that. So no one's jumping in right away. Last call for anyone who's never been in the hot seat or who feels an urgent need for healing. All righty. We're now open to anyone who didn't do the last two hot seat events. In other words, the last call in January, the first one in February of individual and group healing. If you didn't, Stefan.
Hi, Ben. I would like to be in the cut seat.
Okay. And what I ask of those in the hot seat is to keep it really simple. And simple means just tell us as simply as possible. What would you love to be different by the end of your healing round, if possible?
I would like to be more peaceful and to alleviate the pain and anxiety in the body.
Okay, pain, anxiety. Okay. So, how 0 to 10, how strong would you rate the pain and anxiety at this very moment?
About seven.
Okay. And is the pain the entire body or just a part of it?
From the left area of the stomach all the way to upwards through the heart and to the brain.
Okay, so much of your body. Okay, all right, so take a moment and just feel the pain completely. I really want you to have a complete experience of it before we start. And let me know when you really tune in, you really have taken what I like to call a somatic snapshot of how it feels right now. Let me know when you have that.
Yeah, I have it now.
Okay. All right. You ready to receive the healing?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to note for everyone, notice I didn't ask for any further explanation. We humans don't need to know what the cause of his pain is or his anxiety, because the higher self, his higher self, our higher selves, all the others, they already know. They're already clued in. So all we humans are going to be is hollow reeds anyway. So not needed for that information. So Stefan, I invite you now to repeat after me. Are you ready? Okay,
Just a
so
second to get in position.
yeah. And to receive healing, if it's all the same to you, sitting up is good, but you can also totally receive healing laying down if that's more comfortable for you.
Okay. Just.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so please repeat after me, but you're talking to your higher self. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Maximum healing.
Maximum healing
That serves highest good, please.
serves the highest good, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's all the words. Now you direct them where you want them to go by holding your awareness where you want the healing. So wherever it hurts the most, that's where you hold your attention. Okay, Stefan?
Yes.
And use the least effort needed to completely feel the pain. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you might play a little more effort, a little less. Find that sweet spot of I'm using the bare minimum effort needed to feel that pain all the way. And it you need to keep your attention there, because that's what brings the healing. You have to just be aware of it, but just passively, not helping beyond that. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you do that. Everyone else, I'm going to lead you in your invocations. Everyone else, we're just going to be hollow reeds, pipelines, conduits for the healing energy to flow to Stefan. And again, you are doing this even if you're on the recording. You're just as powerful a helper to anyone in the hot seat, whether you're live or on the recording. It makes no difference. So I invite everyone else to repeat the following again out loud, if possible, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Stefan's highest good. May he be healed completely and finally to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Thank you. All right. Everyone who's not Stefan, relax into absolute passivity. Our technique for healing on these calls is to simply relax at the human level after you do your invocation and just be a passive piece of pipe. This is actually going to be far more helpful to Stefan than doing any kind of effort or visualization. You don't need to be doing anything with your hands. They can be resting comfortably in your lap or on your thighs or whatever. The energy is coming in the top of your head and out the front of your body through whichever chakras the allies see fit to use. So none of your personal energy is being sent. The energy coming through is direct from divine source through you to Stefan. So everybody should now be completely passive, just letting the divine flow through you or to you. If you're in the hot seat anytime during this event, any of the following might occur. Your body might shake or tremble or vibrate. You might cry. You might make sounds. Your body might want to make motions of some kind to move energy through. All that's fine if it wants to happen spontaneously. It also may be that you'll be completely still and silent. Whatever the body wants to do is fine. But if you let it release in the way it wants to, you'll probably get rid of more stuff you don't need. Some folks who do this call, are advanced enough that they can process heavy energy on behalf of those in the hot seat. And if you feel any of that happening to you, just let it run. The allies will take care of everything, including leaving you nice and shiny clean at the end. So if you feel any of that happening, just allow it. That will not occur unless you are advanced enough to be able to have that happen in a good way for everybody. Stefan, are you feeling some good energy coming in there?
Yeah, I'm feeling relief.
Good. Okay. You just stay passive. Again, remember your passivity is the key to your healing. Stefan isn't doing it. Stefan is receiving it as a gift from these beautiful higher beings. Often when receiving healing, you may feel heavy energy getting stirred up and flushed out of your body. Just let that happen on its own. That heavy energy normally goes down to Mother Earth, and she happily takes it and transmutes it for you. So just let all that happen if you feel any of that. By the time we're done, all of us may be feeling some of that, because as I said, everybody gets bounce back healing on these events. You don't even have to specify what it is. Your allies and the higher beings already know what you need. And they're right on cue. I'm feeling the higher grid healing happening for everybody on the call already. You're on the very first round. So even if you're a pipeline person, you're just being the conduit for Stefan. If you notice you're getting your own healing too, or you feel interesting energy movement, just allow that as well. The allies can easily double task, flowing energy through you for him, and he'll get the full amount of what he needs. And at the very same time, all of us, other folks, can be receiving our own highest good healing automatically. And if I'm perceiving correctly, that's already happening already. Everyone just relax and let things run. Yeah, Stefan, can you feel there's a lot of shaking up of heavy stuff in your body right now?
Yes, I'm feeling energy movement in my body.
Good, good. Yeah, they're stirring it up. It's kind of like a washing machine. Often these healings run in two-step cycles: agitate and rinse. Agitate and rinse. And right now it feels like they're agitating. In other words, taking what was dense and thick and, recalcitrant, and they're shaking it up to loosen it up enough that it can drain away or transmute to love and light. And they take care of all that. We can just kind of notice the feeling and know the allies are masterfully doing it for us. And they're continuing to work everybody else as well. Everybody's winning. Yeah, there's already a group blended field happening, so. Again, those of us who are conscious enough to perceive it, there's now a blended field that all of us are part of. Some of us are conscious of it, others are not conscious of it at the human level, not quite there yet to be able to perceive that, but it's definitely happening. So at a certain level, all of us are in that blended, beautiful field. And if you're not conscious of that at the human level, just stick with us, keep doing your work. Over time, you'll gain greater and greater consciousness and more divine levels. Are you feeling something a little bit sticky there in your emotional center there, Stefan?
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah, they're working that emotional center a little bit, so just let them do that too. Yeah, a little bit prickly there, but just feel it along with everything else. The key when you're receiving the healing is to feel everything 100% with no filter. One thing that's always true of our work here in Awakening Plus and with the invocations is no overwhelm ever happens. You are safe to completely experience everything. And it's the complete experiencing of it, no matter how it feels, that heals it once and for all. Moving into a bit of an altered state there, Stefan. Starting to feel nice. Yeah. According to the principle of the great onion of consciousness, when enough of a dark layer heals, it allows more light in. And that's why when you're doing an effective healing process, whatever technique you're using, you tend to start to feel better partway through, and then you will often end the healing process in a new awakened state that becomes your new baseline. It looks like that's where you're headed with this, Stefan. Just stay relaxed and let it keep working. Stefan, does your physical body at this moment feel more like solid matter or more like energy?
More like energy.
Yeah, that's also a very, most of the time, that is how people feel when they're partway through a healing round like this. So you're right on track. You're doing a wonderful job allowing, Stefan. Well done. Keep it up. Just let it keep running itself. As always, once things are underway like this, the two P's become paramount: passive and patient. It seems to me that you just became a lot more conscious as a being of light. Is your light consciousness now kind of there in a luminous body, and is it conscious there, Stefan?
I think so.
It's not the same as your physical body, is it?
No.
Yeah, so it's the dual awareness. Part of you is still the physical human called Stefan, and part of you is the awakened light being right there with the physical being. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Good. So just be there with that. Let's feel how they're not quite together. They're kind of a little bit separate at the moment. Is that true?
Yeah, it's
Is
super
it?
interesting.
It's what? I'm sorry.
A very interesting.
Indeed, it is. So just be with both of them, and it looks like they are going to slowly merge together. And the luminous being, of course, is your higher self. And just let them come together as much as they want to. Again, don't make anything happen. No efforting. Just notice what they do. Okay. Yeah, they're slowly coming together. They're taking it slow so you can savor it. Really enjoy it. Yeah, so the human is the least of you. That's the teeniest tip of the iceberg, man. So this higher self-awareness is you coming conscious at a next higher level, and there's just no end to how high up you can go if you stick with this stuff. It's really beautiful. There. Feel the bodies coming together now. The light body merging more with the human body. If you would, Stefan, let's just say the embodied awakening one more time. Would you please say maximum embodied awakening?
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves the highest good, please.
There, now relax. That should accelerate the merge. Yeah, they're coming together faster. And just let it all become one thing. Good. You're doing great. I love your passivity. Well done. There. Is it all together now? Is there just a unified light slash human now?
Yeah,
Good.
it comes in as a big breath
Yeah.
when it merges.
And let's verify that your embodied awakening is all the following true, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless.
Yeah.
So yeah, so well done. So this is what embodied awakening feels like so far. It always can get better. So you can do this stuff for years and years and still go deeper into deeper levels of embodied awakening. I don't know if there's even a finish line. Good. So let's check your pain level. 0 to 10, how strong is the pain right now?
Maybe it's
2. And you started at 7,
7.
right? So that's a little bit better, right?
Yeah, a lot better.
And how's the anxiety?
Also a lot better.
Good. Okay.
I feel like a palpable feeling in the body that is much lighter, like the change of that dense energy was melted through.
Excellent. Yeah, that's just what we wanted. Well done. Okay, now if you feel like the healing is still working and you want to just continue your healing process as long as you wish during the call, you're welcome to do that until you feel like you're all wrapped up, and then you can begin focusing on sending energy to others. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much, Ben.
Well done, Stefan. You set a beautiful example to start us off. My perception was you were really doing a great job just relaxing, letting the energy work. You were the very model of passivity. Well
Thank
done.
you.
Okay, thanks for starting us off. Okay, looks like Cherie wants to be next. Now, Cherie, have you either, let me see. So you didn't do this the last 2 times in the hot seat?
Not, no.
Okay, good. All right, well, welcome. So again, let's keep it really simple. If possible, what would you like to be different by the time we're done with your healing round?
Wholeness and balance and harmony and empowerment.
Okay. All right. And how are you? Let's do the 0 to 10 then in a good way. So 10 would be the most awesome wholeness, balance, harmony, and empowerment you can imagine. And 0 would be I ain't got nothing. What number are you at right now?
Yeah, I'm like a 4.5.
4.5. Okay. Okay. So take a moment and just feel that 4.5-ness. Let me know when you really are conscious of the feeling at the moment. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll phrase this as a healing invocation, so for the release of everything that it isn't that. Okay. And
Yes.
okay. So you ready?
Yes.
Please repeat after me, speaking to your higher self, spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am.
divine allies.
Divine allies.
Please clear from me
Please clear from me
everything interfering with
everything interfering with
my optimal wholeness,
my optimal wholeness,
balance,
balance.
harmony,
Harmony
and empowerment
and empowerment.
to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
The greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
That's it. You're done. Relax and be completely passive. And everyone else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me to support Cherie's healing. May everything interfering with her optimal wholeness, balance, harmony, and empowerment be cleared to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. All right, everyone's done. Everyone relax, be once again completely passive. Let the energy do its thing. And am I pronouncing your name right? Is it Cherie?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, do you feel the energy coming in?
Yes.
All right, you just relax and receive, dear. Everyone else, just relax and be a pipeline. That's a good strong shake up there, isn't it, Cherie? Feels like they're in the agitation cycle. Let's feel it happening. Feels like they're spreading the shake up around to a lot of people. So if you're getting shake up, don't worry if it's for you or for Cherie, just let it shake.
Oh.
Looks like you got a pretty strong capacity there. They're giving you a lot of shake up there. So each person receives the healing according to what they're able to receive without overwhelm. And it looks like you have a lot of capacity there. They're shaking you up pretty strong, aren't they, Cherie? And just let it come. And for good measure, the allies are throwing in some global healing too. So the energy coming through everyone is not just for Cherie, but we're doing a little bit of, it's like a little bit of newer support team blended in here, a little bit of healing for the collective at the same time. And this in no way shortchanges Cherie. She's getting her full healing, even with that happening. And once again, I feel the healing now for everybody. So everyone, once again, is receiving their highest good healing. No need to specify. They know what you need. And again, with a little bit of global healing for planetary uplift in the midst of the measure. Shaking my body pretty good. So anyone who's feeling any of that stuff I talked about, shaking, crying, making sound, movement, wanting to happen, that's all fine. If it wants to happen spontaneously. That's a good long shake they're giving you, Cherie. They're still shaking. You're doing great. Just let it keep coming.
Rooting and grounding it.
Good. But again, no effort for you. Don't do anything, right?
Right.
The roots and grounds itself, fine. Please, I encourage you not to do that from your ego, right?
Right.
I hear our experience says you'll get more benefit if you just let them do it all. Second guess them. They're better at this than any human could ever be. Finally, the drain. All right. They shook it up enough. They're flushing it out now. Just let it go. That was an epic shake. There, you feel it draining out? All four limbs?
I do.
Yeah, just let it go. Let it go. Don't worry about what it is. You don't need to know. You don't need to know. If you do need to know, they'll, by God, tell you. But if they don't, just ignorance is bliss. Let it go. I suspect others are getting a nice drain out at the same time. Let it run itself. Ironically, the human becomes the most empowered at this work when the human becomes the absolute most humble and lets the divine do all of it. When the human recognizes how poor it is at any of the stuff it tries to do on its own, how it's designed for it, you just let the divine do it for you. Humility equals power. There we go. Feel the consciousness shift happening, Cherie?
Beautiful,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. So more light coming in. Just let that happen too. Always feel all of it, whether it feels good or bad. Don't worry about it. Just feel everything completely. And that will give you the best bang for your buck here. Well, that was fast. Feel how much stronger your divinity is with your humanity now. It's all merged together nicely.
Yes.
All right, so just let that keep happening too. It ain't done.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Just go with it. Don't fight it.
Yeah.
The more you relax and allow, the less drama there will be. Just go with it the best you can.
Yeah.
Theoretically, the most profound healing can be smooth and easy if you're just staying fully open. Easier said than done, but it's possible. Beautiful. Yeah, enjoy those tingles there. Yeah, feel how your consciousness is expanding, the light body's getting bigger, you're going into a deeper dimension. Feel all that. Looks to me like you're getting what you asked for. Nice. And again, this uplift energy is available to everyone hearing my voice live or on the recording. So if you feel yourself being uplifted like I'm talking about, just enjoy that. It's definitely being given to each and every one of us to the degree that we're able to receive it and are willing to receive it by staying completely passive. That's our way here. Once again, I'm really feeling that blended group field. It's happening for everyone at some level, and some of us humans are awake enough to feel it. And that global healing in the mix too. So beautiful. Nice. Cherie, does it feel like they're done?
Yes.
All right. So, rating your wholeness, balance, harmony, and empowerment on a 0 to 10 scale, 10 being I'm overflowing with it, zero ain't got none. What number would you give it now?
9.5.
From 4.5 to 9.5, we'll take it. Well done. All right, beautiful. All right, do you feel complete?
Yes, I do.
All right, well done.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
for you what you did is you actually did a surrogate for all of us. And so
Yes.
you allowing that to happen made it possible for everyone else. Well done.
Om Shanti. So thank you.
You betcha. Good stuff. Okay. So, who's next? Like it's Anjali.
Hello.
Anjali, welcome.
Hi. Okay.
Did I say your name right just there?
Yeah, of course.
Anjali? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, what would you like to be different?
So, succinct. Permanent healing and balancing of gastrointestinal processes. Healing from bloating and pain so that I can eat and enjoy food.
Okay.
Might as well throw in reproductive while we're at it.
Okay.
Get the whole tummy right.
All right. Gotcha. Okay. Are you ready for your invocation?
I am. Thank you.
Well, first, I assume there's some pain going on already.
Tons of pain. They can't figure out what's wrong. And I look pregnant without being pregnant for
That's okay.
like 6 months now.
Okay. All right, 0 to 10, how strong is the pain?
Eight or nine.
Ooh.
After I eat, it's worse.
Okay, so at this very moment, how strong is it? All
It's about an eight.
right, so sorry. Okay, let's see what we can do about that.
Thank
Okay,
you.
ready for your invocation?
I am.
Okay, spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am.
divine allies,
Divine allies.
maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Especially in my gastrointestinal processes,
Especially in my gastrointestinal processes.
for the complete and final elimination
For the complete and final elimination
of bloating,
of bloating,
pain,
pain,
reproductive challenges.
and reproductive challenges.
All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
Is there something better?
This or something better.
Did we cover it?
We did. Thank you very much.
You relax and receive. Everyone else, please repeat after me now. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Anjali's highest good. May she receive permanent and final healing in her gastrointestinal processes, including the elimination of bloating, pain, and any reproductive challenges. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. All right. Y'all know the drill by now. Everyone relax, be completely passive, let the energy run itself. Anjali, you feeling that shake-up energy?
Yeah, in fact, the minute everyone else did the invocation, it got s instantly more soothing for me. So that was really nice. Thank you.
Very auspicious beginning. We'll take it. All right, you just relax. Everyone relax. Let it run.
As expected, there's a lot of emotions in there too.
That's all part of it, dear. You feel that too. Don't be shy, let it out.
Oh yeah, no, I'm a noisy one.
All
I'll
right.
burp and squelch and all the noises.
Good. Get shamanic, baby. All right.
Feet are kicking like crazy, clearing out the feet.
Good. Well done. Yep, that's a strong flow. So this is an intense one, but no one is gonna have more intensity in their experience than they're ready for. But it's like we're gonna push the limits of what we can do. I got everyone to feel it completely. You are not going to get overwhelmed, guaranteed. You're safe. Each one of us, our flow is being carefully monitored by the divine
Bet.
allies, your higher self. be intense. It won't be too much. Just go with it the best you can. Right now, everybody's a shaman.
Guides are nudging me, saying there's a few other people with some digestive things are getting a little help on this too. So,
Good.
yeah. Energy just shifted.
Yeah. It's getting smoother, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like I just started to pull out of body more, so they definitely pulled me right up through the top of my head.
That's okay. Sometimes they need
Yeah.
to add a little to do more intense physical healing. So let them take you as out of body as needed. Trust them.
Yeah.
Remember, we're in a completely safe container.
Oh, yeah. I'm used to holding a couple states of consciousness now.
Good. Well, you've been with us a long time.
Yeah.
And you were pretty adept when you showed up in the first place. Ooh, that's nice. Some more bliss coming into the field. So that emotional pain is being spread around too. So anyone who's feeling emotional challenge in their heart chakra might be yours, might be Anjali's. Just feel it. It doesn't matter where it comes from. If it's in your experience, it's yours to process. The source doesn't matter. Just feel it and let it move through. And again, your job is just to be passive. Let the allies, let the divine intelligence process it and move it through. They can always do it better than we puny little humans can. We could train our whole lives on techniques and strategies. They can still do it better. Just let them do it for you. Yeah. Are you feeling that beautiful radiance in and around your body there, Anjali?
Yeah, there was some like survival mode internal screaming, and then it just started to soothe and release.
Good. Yeah, that was a wounded part, and they were able to help it out there. Yeah, now you get the bliss reward. Well done. Just enjoy that too. But again, don't get attached to it. If more challenge comes up, feel that. And anyone who's hearing my voice, feel it all completely. If it feels challenging, feel it completely. If it feels awesome, feel it completely. Just be open to all of it the best you can. We are rocking it tonight. You guys are awesome. And
Yeah.
I'm talking to you folks on the recording too. We're all a team here. Yeah, beautiful bliss.
Yeah, just round after round of release on the heart space.
Yeah, beautiful. And of course, this healing is now available to everybody with no shortchanging of Anjali. So everybody's once again getting their own highest good healing live or on the recording. Special thanks to Mother Ayahuasca and Yahe, another form of ayahuasca, who are strong in the field right now. Thank you, beautiful maestras, for your support. San Pedro's here. Tobacco's here. Yeah, all the plant spirit teachers are really strong right now.
Yeah, I keep hearing mugwort too, so she's in there in the mix too.
Sweet. I'm feeling a really subtle transmutation happening now. So they're introducing a new level of consciousness to you, Anjali, it looks like. So just really relax into that. It may be unfamiliar, but all new awakenings are. And this is also available for everyone. So when an energy like this shows up and it's unfamiliar and it's of the light, it's good to be willing to release everything you are and everything you've ever been, so that you can move into the new next level of your being, your next awakening. How to empty the cup before you can fill it with fresh tea.
I accept all my blessings and upgrades. Thank you.
Yeah, I've had shamanic dismemberments. I've been through black holes. Consciousness always perseveres uninterrupted. Trappings around it can change, but that which you fundamentally are, consciousness, is indestructible. Once you get that, then you can very comfortably move through whatever transformations are going to serve your highest good. Ooh, that's a good, yeah. Feel that that layer is kind of like, it's like little shards of glass all through you. Do you feel that, Anjali?
Yeah, there's a, like, I've been getting a massive headache from it because I think they're kind of just like trying to size me into the new space. So I can feel they're like crackling and clearing things out.
Yeah, to me, it feels kind of like just, you know, shards of broken glass everywhere. Being cleared, and it's a little uncomfortable, but sit with that. Just feel that too.
I just felt it start to clear.
Good. Yeah, feel that too. It's getting less. Again, that's not uncommon, folks. You know, you can move. You can be in a lovely bliss state, and then another level will open, and there will be some discomfort as whatever is in the way of the next awakening is dealt with. That's why I really recommend just being equally open to discomfort or bliss. Just be with whatever shows up when you're in a process like this. It's all for highest good. The being with the discomfort is often the gateway to the next awakening. Yeah. That's smoothing out now. Feels like we're nearing the end of your round there. You feel how it's kind of all smoothing and integrating there, Anjali?
Yeah, I feel like it's all kind of locking into the places it should be.
Not there yet, but they're kind of closing up. So we'll give them a moment to integrate it all. And as always, you know, I, Benjamin, am not making any of this happen. I'm just always I'm always the empathic tour guide, watching and giving the color commentary, but it's the allies doing it.
Some happiness just started in with that,
Hey.
so that's nice. We like when that comes back.
Well, that's your natural state.
Yeah.
Not there, that means you're all covered over with something. Yeah.
It's getting close. It's getting towards my toes now. Okay.
Ooh, nice light up.
Yeah,
Feel done?
I do.
Well done, Anjali. Good modeling of not only just passivity, but being willing to, cry and make sound if that's what the healing requires. Well done. Thank you for
Thank
modeling
you all.
for us. Yeah. Okay. And just, I forgot to mention at the top the duration. This is a 90-minute event and we're about an hour in. So anyone can always leave if they can't stay the full time. You can always catch it later on the recording. But, I just want to let you know we will probably have at least, well, we'll definitely have at least one more, possibly two more. So looks like Jeannie's next. Hi.
Hi, I was debating whether to come on tonight or just, get a bunch of wonderful bounce back healing.
Yeah.
And I at least need to speak with you about the unusual things that I'm experiencing tonight.
Okay.
Everything has been very intense, and I seem to be hypersensitive to all the energies. They're super intense.
Okay.
And then, everyone's was beautiful for me. It just, I could follow it and roll with it. And then during Anjali's, I had something I've never had before. I came completely unglued.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had to get up and I had to leave the room
Wow.
and yeah, and I had to, go in the kitchen for a while and I ate something and came back. And then of course it was beautiful at the end. There was a lot of rolling, higher up leveling and then the higher up leveling and the higher up leveling for all of us, it felt like.
Yeah.
And so I was wondering if it was someone I had been working with all week energetically for GI issues, like maybe some pretty either a flu or a bad food poisoning that lasted a week or what, or if I was processing with Anjali on my own stuff, or it was just a general, I'm just processing in general, in all the different ways that we all do that on these calls. And during coming apart, I was sneezing, and my original intent, if I came on, would be to help with allergies. Pollen allergies are pretty severe,
Okay.
and I got a headache, and this strange feeling I get when I have histamine overload. Just so much, antihistamines really almost don't touch it.
Wow.
So anyway, I don't know if I should just go for the allergies, or I don't know. I just want your feedback on the intense feelings I'm having tonight, emotions and feelings.
Okay.
Not so much emotions, but feelings.
Right. Okay. In fact, I have been working with that in my recent ayahuasca ceremonies. For the normally when we do ayahuasca ceremonies, in the latter part of the ceremony, the shaman goes around to each person individually and does really strong healing work on them. He beats them with a leaf fan and really cleans them up very, very meticulously. And normally I'm there, with my rattle and I'm singing with him and I'm one of the people who's close to him and processing energy with him. But in the last 2 weekends, there were nights I couldn't do it. I was just overwhelmed with the intensity and I had to lay down and even cover myself with a sheet because it was just too much. I didn't have to leave the room, but I was this has never happened to me before. And I was accustomed to feeling the energy with such high intensity. So it is, so what I did, my first action when I feel that level of overwhelm, is to say, please make me large enough to comfortably contain this. Because okay. there absolutely is a level of consciousness where you could be experiencing all that comfortably.
Okay.
So my first strategy is, okay, let's see if they can make me big enough to do it. And if so, that's a great solution. If it still feels that strong and it's really uncomfortably strong, then you might say, okay, allies, please tone this down so I can handle it more comfortably, please.
Sure, sure.
You can ask for a diminution of the energy. And those are the things I would do in that order.
Okay.
So that's what I'd recommend as strategies if the energy feels that strong.
Okay. Okay. That sounds great. Thank you. I didn't know. I just really appreciate your input because it was the first time I'd had quite this experience.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Well, they're telling me you're having an upgrade and the extreme sensitivity is because of an awakening you're having. And just like, you know, think of it, when a snake first sheds its skin, it's really sensitive. And until that skin thickens up a little, it's really tender and very sensitive. And in the same way, you're having a really high sensitivity level because of this shift you're making, is what they're telling
okay.
me. Yeah.
Okay.
So it will, you know, like, for example, this last weekend, I just did ayahuasca. The first night I was way too sensitive and couldn't stand up in the circle and do it. But the second night, I was fine. And I was able to stand there and rattle and sing like I normally do.
Okay.
So,
Well, that's good to know.
you know, we go through sometimes higher sensitization periods when we're in a transition process.
Okay. Well, I think we're all like up leveling pretty quickly. So, yeah.
Well, if we're not, I'm not doing something right here. That is my goal
No,
first.
I think you're doing your job just fine. I think I don't think we could take any more. We're doing. I know you keep up leveling, and even if we just show up and hang around, you know, we get up leveled, whether we like it or not.
Well, that's the hope, anyway. All right,
okay.
All right. So, but let's do a little bit of your pollen work, if that's okay.
Okay, all right, whatever you can help. Sure, thank you.
Yeah, I think having allergies is just a pollen myself. Bad pun. So sorry. Okay. All right. So you ready?
Yes.
So repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
And allies.
Maximum permanent and final healing.
Maximum permanent and final healing.
Of my pollen allergies.
Of my pollen allergies.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You relax. Everybody else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Jeannie's highest good. May her pollen allergies be completely and finally healed. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. All right, everyone relax, become passive. Let our beautiful allies do the work.
So I think the first wash cycle started.
Good.
Agitation.
My body's shaking pretty good. That's usually a clue. They finish shaking, but they're pausing. That's interesting.
I'm having a profound calm. It was leg shaking, feet shaking, first chakra opening, which was interesting.
Oh, I think they're transmuting it instead of flushing it. That's why there's no drainage. They're transmuting. Just let them do that.
Okay. Well, there might be some flushing now, maybe, because my legs
Yeah,
are
I feel
starting.
it. Yeah. I think it's a combo, some transmutation.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, just let him do it. The combo method works just fine.
Okay, now it's adrenals in my acupuncture flow, the bladder flow down my back. And so this is good because the intense, uncomfortable feeling in my sinuses, the it's like a buzzing from the histamine, it's lessening.
Good. As always, the allies know all the technical stuff that needs to happen. We humans don't need to have a clue.
Okay, this is interesting. So the first chakra is quiet, and now the second chakra is lit up.
Okay, good.
I'm flushing and went down my legs.
Good. And I'm once again feeling that healing energy available to everybody. So everybody just be passive and know that you can be a conduit for genie and simultaneously receive your own highest good all at the same time. Oh, this is fascinating. They're doing the everyone sending and receiving at the same time. So just a heads up, normally we set this up consciously, but the allies are doing it automatically, where everybody is flowing energy to everybody else on the call already and are simultaneously receiving that energy at the same time that that Jeannie is receiving her full healing and getting full benefit.
I don't think that was a mistake. I think Anjali sort of was my catalyst.
Okay. Okay.
So thank you, Anjali.
I would just say on Genie League or something. I don't
Yeah.
know. Ooh, yeah. So there's a lot of bliss in the field now. And a lot of healing going on at the same time. So, as I said, please just feel whatever is there, whether it feels good or bad, and just be completely present with it without resistance, the very best you can. And everybody will benefit. And as yet another reminder, this applies even if you're on the recording. These events are held in the Akashic records beyond time and space, which is how we can all come together regardless of when we did the event. And I'm going to ask everyone to do a four-word invocation. And we're just going to say highest good be done. So let's all do that now. Please say highest good be done.
Highest good be done.
And that's one of my favorite invocations because whatever is needed in any way, shape, or form, it opens the door to that. So now everyone's going to receive exactly what their highest good is.
There's a cosmic thing going on that wasn't before. It was pretty much in my body and in my energy field, but now I feel there's a very interesting higher being with a very, very, very white skin. And he's in, cross-legged position on sitting. And there's a cosmic connection to the whole something out in the universe. I'm not sure where we are.
Cool. Enjoy. Definitely one of our high vibration buddies there.
Evidently. He's kind of busy, so I'm not gonna talk to him.
It's okay. Yeah, deeper, subtler bliss is in the field now. Y'all enjoy that if you feel it.
So
So, go ahead. Go ahead.
this is kind of unusual. The buzzing and tingling in my sinuses and my head. Well, my headache's much better, but the tingling has sort in the sort of like a vibrating tingle has moved into my heart space. So
Good.
the, yeah.
Just feel it wherever it is.
What were you going to say?
Just feel it wherever it is. Looks like this allergy thing has an emotional component, and they're working on that now.
And the adrenals have been pretty taxed, I mean, pretty much for a long time, so it's good to have them treated.
Yeah, this is a really sweet bliss field. Everyone just enjoy this. And the audience is saying no effort at all is needed. They're inviting everyone to absolute zero effort, and the allies will totally hold everybody in the field. So complete relaxation is invited for everybody. They're saying you don't even have to try to feel any of this. That'll be taken. And that blended group field is stronger than ever.
Benjamin, there's a blended group field of very high light beings that are also that just joined just now. They just chimed in like a choir kind
Cool.
of. Yeah, they just chimed in.
We'll take all the high vibration allies we can get.
They're
There's. All
pretty high up there. They're
right. Yeah, I feel them.
Oh yeah, and earlier on the call, at the very beginning, there was this really subtle, very, very fine, very, very light, fine energy. And I've only felt that at the very, very highest levels near the creator beings. And I thought, well, wow, it's the beginning of the call. And super high beings are already here.
All right, lucky us. Now we can all just bliss out. So some of us are holding a little resistance to the awakening that's being invited. So if you notice any part of you holding back or clenching, just be with that clenching part for a moment to merge with it. And then once you're there with it, relax back to zero, and that should take it down and allow you to move to your next level if you're having any resistance awareness. And it's not for everyone, but if anyone's noticing a little tiny part clenching, that's a great strategy to get it to relax so you can open to the next level. And emphasizing again, please, no effort, no willpower, no visualizing, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening other than that tiny little technique I just mentioned, if you need it.
Can you repeat it, the technique?
Yeah, if you're feeling tension or resistance, for a moment, give your full attention to the resistance, merge with it, become one with it, then relax back to zero effort. And usually the resistance will go to zero with you, and the next opening can happen easily.
Yeah, it was all intellect, it was all ego.
It always is.
Yeah, the mental body. Yeah.
Good. Okay, good. Now the whole group field is opening more easily. And remember, if that's happening, you're doing that for everybody. Because we all affect each other. We are co-creating this. We are taking this ride together. And the consciousness of every single one of us, live or on the recording, affects everybody else. So we're doing an amazing job here. So pleased with all of you. Just rest in this profound stillness. Okay, now we're slowly being put back into our physical bodies if we have been elsewhere. And now, well, yeah, integration, big time. Some of y'all are feeling big tingles. This is this incredibly high, subtle, and wonderful energy that we've been out of body in, being, saturated into our physical bodies. As always, to the greatest extent that serves highest good, only to the extent that your body's ready for it. So let's just relax as they upgrade our human cells with this new consciousness and give us a new baseline of awakening to operate from moving forward until the next upgrade.
Felt like they were touching my body, but they said keep paying attention. So I did, and it was more like they were taking our in my energy body, and it had grown very large, and it was coming back in. But the way they were bringing it back in is they showed me an image of people, a lot of people, rolling up parchment scrolls, scrolls, and it's like everything that they wrote on the scrolls or rearranged on the scrolls or in my energy field, they rearranged, I guess, whatever they did. They're exactly what you're saying. They put it into our physical cells.
Yeah, rolling up a scroll is a metaphor for the energy being integrated into the physical body.
Okay.
The way I'm feeling it. Yeah. So everyone relax, let the energies continue to permeate. They're putting it into every cell, into your DNA, into your teeniest, tiniest structures. So just, again, you don't have to understand it. Just relax. You might feel it happening, but don't try to understand it. No human mind can grok what they're doing here. Just let it happen. I mean, you can try to understand it if you want, but I don't think there's much point. You got free.
No, they have to give me images because I have no idea.
Yeah. I'm long past the point of Benjamin trying to understand what these beings do. It's clear to me that no human brain can grok a fraction of what they're doing when they do this kind of work. I'm just happy to feel it and receive it and enjoy the benefit of it. Okay, it feels like they're about halfway through the integration.
Yes, I'm becoming more and more in physical.
Yeah, but most of y'all, I think, will be noticing that your human physical bodies feel a whole lot more like energy than solid matter. And to someone looking at you, it would still look like a solid physical body. But when you awaken more deeply, you perceive everything as energy. And you're perceiving your own physical body right now as energy is just a natural consequence of you being more awakened right now. I feel so lucky to have such an amazing group of members participating here. Y'all are very impressive in your ability to hold space and consciousness and allow process. All righty. It's about 9:30, so yeah, they're saying they're done. So again, some of you may have this integration continue after I close the call, and that's fine. You can sit with it as long as you want. Let me see if there's any loose ends before I close the container. The allies want just a moment longer. So everyone really stay passive. Let any final work be done. There. Okay. I'm going to close.
I feel complete, Benjamin. I feel complete. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Thank you very much. And thank you, everyone.
Yeah, well done. Oh, and let me just check in with you, Jeannie. I didn't ask you for a number, but how do your allergy symptoms feel right now?
I would say it was about a 7.5. And what are they now? It's probably about a 3.
Okay. Good improvement. Okay. All right. Well done. Okay. So here we go. Mamakia Wiracocha Inti Nichi. Ooh, that feels good. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful event. Wow. No words are enough to express our gratitude to beautiful allies. Thank you so much for giving us so much help. So grateful to you. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been on this call, please remain with them for as long as it serves that person's highest good. Thank you. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? All right, that closes the container. And anyone who's got any feedback, questions, feel free to unmute and speak. And there's already been some typing. I need to catch up with it. Let me back up here a little bit. Sarah, 10 minutes ago, said, have suddenly to make a big decision by tomorrow. May I ask the allies for guidance? Thanks for all the healings today. Then she left. And of course, sorry, you can always ask the allies for guidance. And I hope you did, and I hope you got your answer. Vivian said, so deep and wide. Yes, Sarah. And Jeannie and I wondered about a touch of honey, honeybees present to me. Don't know about the bees, but I got quite a buzz tonight. Anjali said, thank you all. Beautiful flow, start to finish. Reese said, yes, honey, I felt that too. Cool. Well, maybe they didn't let me feel it because right now I'm not doing any sweeteners. I'm on a diet that doesn't allow any sweeteners. So maybe even etheric honey would have been too much for me. I don't know. Sarah said, still here, got disconnected for a bit. So sorry, yes, you can totally ask the allies for guidance on that. And if you don't get an answer yourself, then chime in a minute or two and let me know, okay? All right, anyone else have any questions or comments? Risa said, the sense of honey is still there without using it. Jeannie said, thank you, Benjamin and allies and everyone, so amazing. I agree, that's gonna be a best of. I feel a little weird. So many of our recent events have been best of events, but when they're best of, they're best of. And they go in that section. All right. Anyone else with questions or comments? Jeannie said, bees, very important to me. Thanks, Vivian and Risa. He said, yes, lovely tonight. I will miss you tomorrow. Oh, sorry, you can't make our community support tomorrow, Risa, but we understand. The type is really big on my chat, so I have to scroll up a little here. Vivian said, I felt healing and peace glowing into other lives as well. Thank you. That's cool. Sarah said, I would be grateful for help. Okay, so Sarah, jump in and unmute, please, and tell us how we can help you. You know, this is bonus time, so anyone who needs to leave, that's okay. But those who are willing to stay and help Sarah, let's do that. So, Sarah,
hi.
How are you?
Hi. Hi. Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay. I just took the headset off. Suddenly have to make a huge decision by tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know what to do.
Okay.
Do
you have a means of usually getting clear yes or no answers from your inner guidance?
Wait, I've got to hold it close now that I'm not on headset anymore. Okay, did you say that again?
Do you have a reliable method of getting yes or no answers from your inner guidance?
Yeah, but I can't trust it in this case. It's too big a decision. I mean, I've been using my pendulum.
Okay.
But even my partner said, no.
But in my opinion, especially on big decisions, your inner guidance is going to be your absolute most trustworthy source. It always is. So my recommendation, if you have a method that typically is accurate, that is the method I would use to, I mean, also, if you have other ways of making the decision through logic or whatever, or trusted advisors, that's great too. But I always say that your absolute most reliable source is your own inner guidance.
Right. Well, I was completely gung-ho on it. And then it turned out, I mean, as a step I've been waiting for years.
Wow.
And then I found out that I had misunderstood. There was a lot of apologies, but still, you know, I didn't understand the financial obligation, which turned out to be huge for me. I mean, my heat's been broken all winter because I can't really afford to fix it and the agencies just aren't doing it.
So what's the decision?
The decision is whether to be accepted. There are four spots open for an angel reading course, which or an angel mediumship course, which would, I thought for some time, if that's a skill that I had, you know, outside my music healing and Reiki and all the other stuff I do, which people don't really come forward for and don't want to pay me for. Do a lot of free counseling because it's, you know, usually
so
just one.
Is your question back. Whether or not to do the course?
It is, because it turned out to be an enormous amount of money for me.
Okay.
And for it was, it seemed like an enormous amount of money. I thought, but I can handle that. And then it turned out to be six times as much. So the question is, yeah, whether to do the course. And, you know, I did the pendulum and my partner said, man, no, you're too subjective. You're holding the pendulum. So.
Okay. So how can we help you with that decision?
Well, you know, if this turned into something that not only lit up my being, allowed me to do much more work healing in the world than I'm doing, to move out of this year of, you know, sitting still after that big accident and really not working. If it's going to generate the amount of income back to me plus all the other benefits, that's great. But it's really huge money for me.
All right. So I'm going to do something interesting here. Are you open to the intuitive answers that anyone on the call is getting right now?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we'll do a chat. Anyone who is getting a clear yes or no for Sarah, just put a yes or no in the chat.
And I am so grateful to all of you for guidance on this one. I need some guidance.
Yeah, so use the chat. Just put a Y for yes or an N for no. Yes is yes, you should do the course. No, you should not. If anyone's getting guidance on that, just throw it in the chat. Anyone else want to chime in? Again, don't be influenced by the others, but feel free to. Well, Faye, the mic is the microphone icon with the red slash through it. And I don't know how to help you find it. so far, Jeannie says no. Christina says no. Risa says no. Vivian says, I'm getting there's another way you can do the same. Jeannie says the money is usually doable if it's something I'm supposed to do. And I wanted to, anyone else have an opinion? I want to wait with my own opinion until everyone has chimed in. Last call for anyone who got a yes or no intuitive. And again, not just your human opinion, but an actual intuitive. Okay, that's all. What I got intuitively is that you already have more than enough modalities to be useful. And you don't actually need this particular course to go out and make money with your gifts. You know, it never hurts to have another modality, but if it's going to put severe financial strain on you, this course will always be available later. It's not the only time they'll offer it. And if you feel like you're really feeling called to it, have you explored scholarship options and discount options at all?
Yes.
Okay. And you already have them at their best possible price?
I have explored that.
Okay.
But it's still a lot.
Okay. And Vivian said there may very well be someone there to meet. Maybe he has a suggestion. Okay. All right. So again, you have free will. You can do what you want. But the preponderance of answers is no.
All right.
And again, we're not your boss and you can do what you want, but that's the feedback. Yeah, Monica said, monetize the gifts you already have. Yeah.
I've been trying. That's a lot slower than this would be.
Okay. Well, maybe it depends how well you market it. You know, I'd be
well, that's
you already have
too.
A gift that if monetized well, could be every bit of
yeah. No, I thought for some time this particular skill is one you could just hang up your shingle and you're going to start making money, but
I don't see that it usually works that way with any modality. Usually it takes a while to build up a clientele, whatever you're doing.
Yeah, but in this case, the master teacher has more business than she can do, and she gives it to the people she has trained. So there is
well, that might be a benefit. So yeah. So again,
and they don't, and this course also sets up a makes you or helps you set up a website because the angels told her, no, you've trained all these people. They're not doing it. You have to help them get going.
Okay. Well, that's a
I finally found my unmute button.
Yay. Okay, Faye, what did you want to share?
I'm so sorry. You know, what I do in these situations is I try to think about the yes or the no, which one brings me a feeling of relief. And I'm hearing that it's a lot of pressure to fork up this money, and you don't have any guarantees that anything's going to change in the next 6 months. So I feel that it feels like pressure. And then once you've invested more money than you really sounds like you can afford or would want to pay at this time, then you're taking this course under pressure rather
Yeah,
than
that's
having
true.
it just kind of flow. And I think the
That's
right
true.
thing will cross your path. I would vote no. I couldn't get anything to work on here. I was off on some other part of the stupid app. But at any rate, I would say if you can't decide to wait, and maybe another option will cross your path.
Okay.
And the other thing, I've always believed that everything that you need, if you have what's called, I call it pure intent, it will come to you in a manner that's not going to be a strain for you.
All right.
So
Yeah.
that's my two cents.
I would like to share also that I used to be, I actually invested 2 years doing courses, and they also like supposed to be, once you qualify, you can do so much business. And I realized that everything that promise business, promise income, they are just hooking you up. And because they promise business, they think that they are entitled to charge you so much money because that you can make it after. And after all those investment, I look back and it was heavy. But I was running so much because, you know, of the promise of the business.
Right. Well, I do trust this person. I've known her for years and I do trust her. But it still may be, you know, not for me. I've been waiting for something to open. I thought that this was it until I got corrected about the finances.
And
Okay.
again, if they actually misled you about the money, that would
I
be
don't think she misled me. I think that there was something. We talked for a long time. I think there was something that wasn't clarified and that I misunderstood. So I don't think there was any deliberate shielding or, you know,
that's good.
manipulation of that.
Okay,
I wouldn't get involved if I thought that had happened at all.
okay, I'm glad.
Okay.
And the last bit is this, there's a little synchronicity or two. I just this morning had a person had reached out and said, I need someone to help me monetize my spiritual gifts. And I said, well, I might be able to help you with that. We had a little free intro call. And she was saying, well, I need two or three more certifications before I can really put myself out there. And I said, are you, and she, but she was also saying, there's these things I do really well. I already have these things. I'm very good at these particular psychic gifts and talents, and I get great feedback and good results. And I said, why do you think you need more certifications? It sounds like you're on track already. And I said, please consider the possibility that you're good to go right now. And the fact that I had that conversation just today, and now you're talking about needing another level of training, I know you well enough. You've already got a bunch of talents online. You could, and again, like I said, you can always do it later.
Right, I think that's what I'm getting.
Yeah. So now make the choice that feels right to you, but the membership seems pretty clear on what they got.
I am so grateful to all of you for this guidance and this community and this friendship.
Yeah, and I'm really grateful that all these talented members were able to get intuitive hits for you and pass them along. You know, I'm
Yeah.
Awakening Plus trying to get more involvement from the folks and just not be the one source. That's why, you know, we've got a member, you know, doing a women's healing circle now. So
Yeah.
all
Well,
about.
I would be happy to do a sound healing circle with the community.
All right, well, talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, dear. Thank you all so much. Infinite gratitude to you.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, Monica just typed, your money may be better spent having Benjamin assist you with monetizing your gifts.
Ha 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 ha.
Glad you have faith in me, Monica. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, cool. All right. So, well, nice bonus there. So, again, thanks to all the members who chimed in and helped with Sara's decision. And I'm, again, just makes me even more grateful to have such a talented crew showing up for our calls. Thanks all very much. All right. And we've already closed. That's a wrap. Big blessings to everybody. Thank you all again. All right. Bye for now.